Narration for Kamada Ekadashi that comes during March and April. Sri Sut Goswami said, O sages, let me offer my humble and respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, Bhagwan Sri Krishna, the son of Devaki and Vasudev, by whose mercy I can describe the fast day that removes all kinds of sins. It was to the devoted Yudhishthir that Lord Krishna glorified the 24 primary Ekadashis, which destroy sin. And now I shall recount one of those narrations to you. Great learned sages have selected these 24 narrations from the 18 Puranas, for they are truly sublime. Yudhishthir Maharaj said, O Lord Krishna, O Vasudev, please accept my humble obeisances. Please describe to me the Ekadashi that occurs during the light part of the month of Chaitra, during March and April. What is its name and what are its glories? Lord Sri Krishna replied, O Yudhishthir, please listen to me attentively as I relate the ancient history of the sacred Ekadashi, a history Vasishtha Muni once related to King Dilip, the great grandfather of Lord Ramchandra. King Dilip asked this great sage Vasishtha, O wise Brahmana, I wish to hear about the Ekadashi that comes during the light part of the month of Chaitra. Please describe it to me. Vasishtha Muni thus replied, O King, your inquiry is glorious. Gladly shall I tell you what you wish to know. The Ekadashi that occurs during the light fortnight of Chaitra is named as Kamada Ekadashi. It consumes all sins, as a forest fire consumes a supply of dry firewood. It is very purifying, and it bestows the highest merit upon one who faithfully observes it. O King, now hear an ancient history which is so meritorious that it removes all one's sins simply by being heard. Once long ago, there existed a city-state named Ratnapura, which was decorated with gold and jewels, and in which sharp-fanged snakes would enjoy intoxication. King Pundarik was the ruler of this most beautiful kingdom, which numbered many Gandharvas, Kinnaras, and Apsaras among its citizens. Among the Gandharvas were Lalit and his wife Lalita, who was an especially lovely dancer. These two were intensely attracted to each other, and their home was full of great wealth and fine food. Lalita loved her husband dearly, and likewise, Lalit constantly thought of her within his heart. Once, at the court of King Pundarika, many Gandharvas were dancing and Lalit was singing alone without his wife. He could not help thinking about her as he sang. And because of this distraction, he lost track of the song's meter and melody. Indeed, Lalit sang the ending of his song improperly, and one of the envious snakes, who was in attendance at the king's court, complained to the king that Lalit was absorbed in thinking of his wife instead of his sovereign. The king became furious upon hearing this, and his eyes turned crimson with rage. Suddenly he shouted, O foolish knave, because you were lustfully thinking of a woman instead of reverenting thinking of your king as you performed your court duties, I curse you to at once become a cannibal. O King, Lalit immediately became a fearful cannibal, a great man-eating demon whose appearance terrified everyone. His arms were 8 miles long. His mouth was as big as a huge cave. His eyes were as awesome as the sun and the moon. His nostrils resembled enormous pits in the earth. His neck was a veritable mountain. His hips were 4 miles wide, and his gigantic body stood a full 64 miles high. Thus, poor Lalit, the loving Gandharva singer, had to suffer the reactions of his offense against the king Pundarik. Seeing her husband suffering as a horrible cannibal, Lalita became overwhelmed with grief. She thought, "Now that my dear husband is suffering the effects of the king's curse, what is to be my lot? What should I do? Where should I go?" In this way, Lalita grieved day and night. Instead of enjoying life as a Gandharva's wife, she had to wander everywhere in the thick jungle with her monstrous husband, who had fallen completely under the spell of the king's curse and was wholly engaged in terrible sinful activities. He wandered fitfully across forbidding region, a once beautiful Gandharva now reduced to a ghastly behavior of a man-eater. Utterly distraught to see her dear husband suffer so much in his dreadful condition, Lalita began to cry as she followed his mad journey. By good fortune, however, Lalita came upon the sage Sringi one day. He was sitting on the peak of the famous Vindhyachal hill. Approaching him, she immediately offered the ascetic her respectful obeisances. The sage noticed her bowing down before him and said, "O most beautiful one, who are you? Whose daughter are you? And why have you come here? Please tell me everything in truth." Lalita replied, "O great sage, I am the daughter of the great Gandharva Viradhanva, and my name is Lalita. I roam the forest and plains with my dear husband, whom King Pundarik has cursed to become a man-eating demon. O Brahmana, I am greatly aggrieved to see his ferocious form and terrible sinful activities. O Master, please tell me, how can I perform some act of atonement on behalf of my husband? What pious act can I perform to free him from this demoniac form? O best of Brahmanas, please guide me." The sage replied, "O heavenly maiden, there is an Ekadashi named Kamada that occurs in the light fortnight of the month of Chaitra. It's coming soon. Whoever fasts on this day has all his desires fulfilled. If you observe this Ekadashi fast according to its rules and regulations and give the merit you thus earn to your husband, he will be freed from the curse at once." Lalita was overjoyed to hear these words from the sage. Lalita faithfully observed the fast of Kamada Ekadashi according to the instructions of the sage Sringi, and on the Dwadashi she appeared before him and the deity of Lord Vasudeva and said, "I have faithfully observed the fast of Kamada Ekadashi. By the merit earned through my observance of this fast, let my husband be free from the curse that has turned him into a demoniac cannibal. May the merit I have gained thus free him from misery." As soon as Lalita finished speaking, her husband, who stood nearby, was at once freed from the king's curse. He immediately regained his original form as the Gandharv Lalit, a handsome heavenly singer adorned with many beautiful ornaments. Now, with his wife Lalita, he could enjoy even more opulence than ever before. All this was accomplished by the power and glory of Kamada Ekadashi. At last, the Gandharv couple boarded a celestial airplane and ascended to heaven. Lord Shri Krishna continued, O Yudhishthir, best of kings, anyone who hears this wonderful narration should certainly observe holy Kamada Ekadashi to the best of his or her ability. Such great merit does it bestow upon the faithful devotee. I have therefore described its glories to you for the benefit of all humanity. There is no better Ekadashi than Kamada Ekadashi. It can eradicate even the sin of killing a Brahmana, and it also nullifies demoniac curses and cleanses the consciousness. In all the three worlds, among movable and immovable living entities, there is no better day than Kamada Ekadashi. Hare Krishna. This was the narration for Kamada Ekadashi that appears during the month of Chaitra, that is, during the month of March and April.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.